Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Taruk Fashaw. I'm also accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Good night, everyone.
You guys, I just want to thank everyone for the overwhelming love and appreciation for us on Instagram. You know, it's been really nice to see, you know, everyone, you know, like our stuff. And yeah, you guys can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook. I'll let you both chat with Tarot. And we can get it started, okay? So let me shuffle these cards right quick. So how's your week been so far, Aluna?
Very insightful. I recently downloaded an app that I think it's the Tarot Galaxy app, and been using a card a day. It allows you to pull a card a day, so it's been really insightful and just brushing up on my knowledge. What about you?
It's been a very revealing week. I mean, definitely. You know, I'm just looking forward to the future. Looking forward to the bright future. Well, let's get it started. I have the cards laid out, and let's begin. So the present position is the Four of Swords, okay? Now, this card, the Four of Swords, it signifies taking a break, taking time out. It's about withdrawing, about leaving where you're at, okay? This is about taking a break from people, from things that don't serve you, people who have been draining you, who have been leeching you, who have been using you, who have been abusing you, who have been not pulling their weight, okay, who have been dragging by your coattails, who you have been carrying along, and you have said no more. I don't want to carry you anymore. You're a burden on my shoulders, okay, so it's time for you to remove yourself from the situation and go to higher levels, okay? So, you know, the Four of Swords is definitely about going to a place of solitude, about being by yourself, okay, taking time out to learn who you are and learn what matters to you and who you should be around, you know. Sometimes we do have people around us who are just trying to get something out of us. They're only with us because they want to use us in some kind of way. They want to, you know, manipulate the situation and just control the situation. You know? So the Four of Swords is about leaving that. It's about taking a break from people and situations that you just don't need to be a part of anymore. I have the African deck, the African American deck, and it shows a man climbing a ladder, you know? So the African deck, this Four of Swords symbolizes a man who's disgusted with the world. So there may be people in your life that you're disgusted with, that you just don't want to deal with anymore. You know, people that you fought for, people that you have defended in the past, and then they turn around and do you wrong, okay? You stood up for these people in the past, and then they turn around and stab you. So the Four of Swords is just about putting that to the side, you know, and moving forward, okay? So that's the present position. Now, the next card is the Immediate Influence, and it's the Eight of Pentacles. And this is a card about work. This is a card about using your hands. It's a card about manual dexterity, about building your coin, okay, building your money from scratch. Now, if we tie this in with the present position, it seems like you're taking a break from people who are leeching onto you because of your employment or potential of employment. So there are things that you are doing right now that have potential for money, and these people were leeching onto you and trying to drain you, okay, or trying to stick around until things got better, you know, because you're working on you right now. You're building your money. This is a card about stacking your coins, about commitment, okay, about having skill in what you do. And the last thing that you need is somebody trying to, you know, take advantage of you or trying to sneak in through the door behind you, you know, to whatever titles, accolades, or higher positions that you get, you know. Somebody who's not going to put in the same amount of work that you are, they don't need to be around you, you know. So definitely the Eight of Pentacles is about working, okay? And this is about you. You are taking this time out. You are building a coin for yourself. You know, this isn't about other people, you know, about looking out for other people. This is about you. So this is a definite personal card, you know, and even concerning the money, okay? Now, the next card is the Gold or Destiny, and it's the Nine of Wands. Now, the Nine of Wands, this card, it symbolizes a protective presence, okay? This card symbolizes somebody who is vigilant, somebody who is building a defense, a wall of defense around themselves, okay? Now, you don't need to, you know, have these people around you, you know, like the present position says, who are taking advantage of you. So the Goal or Destiny is the Nine of Wands. You know, this is adversity, you know, strength and adversity, dependability, having a defense. So it is building that wall of defense around you, okay? So, yeah, the Goal or Destiny is definitely saying that you need to build that wall. You know, it's the beginning of that defense, you know, because these people who were in your life, who were draining you and leeching you, they're going to try to come back. They're going to try to come back and get in, and they're going to want to benefit and reap the benefits out of what you have, what you have built, you know. And right now, you're starting the foundation of building that wall, that defense, okay? So definitely, the Nine of Wands is saying build that defensive wall and don't let these people back into your life. Once they have been cut off, that's enough, okay? So that is the Goal or Destiny. Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Knave of Swords. Now, the Knave of Swords, this is a card that's also about protection, about somebody who is vigilant, somebody who's striving, who has a desire for improvement, who wants to develop and improve and build into their life. So you have always had this protective presence, and maybe you have taken care of people in the past, and you have looked out for these friends, even family members and associates, but they've taken advantage of you. You know, you've let them into your home, you've let them in, you know, you've been there for them as a protector, as somebody who they can come to, but, you know, that is not serving you anymore. It's time for you to take care of yourself, okay? So that is a Distant Past Foundation, is you being that protector, you watching out for these people, you looking out for them, you giving them opportunities, you wanting them to improve, striving for better, okay? So you have that kindness inside of you, you know, that people may take advantage of. Now, the next card is the Recent Past Foundation, and it is the Three of Pentacles. Now, the Three of Pentacles, this is a card about, once again, money-making, okay? So this recently, you know, is a card about great ability, about mastery of an art, about having specialization, about being good at what you do to the point of being renowned for it, okay? So you're building your money with the Eight of Pentacles, you know, and you're being renowned for your ability, for your knowledge and what you're doing. So what you love, you're making money out of it, okay? So once again, like I was saying, you do not need people in your life who are going to be taking advantage of the positions you are in or how good you are at certain things, and they're just hanging around because, you know, you like them, but yet they're not putting in anything. You know, they are just weights on your back, and you just do not need people like that in your life, okay? They're going to take money out of you, you know, they're going to take your time, and eventually they're going to show themselves, and you're going to have to let them go regardless. So if you're not listening to this now, it's going to happen eventually, okay? Now, the last card is the Future Influence, and it's the Nine of Chalices. Now, the Nine of Chalices, this is a card about a gratification, a reward, satisfactory outcome, okay? This is about you achieving something. It's been a long and hard path. You have walked through the storm. You have walked through, you know, difficult times. There have been challenges, but at the end of the road, at the end of this, you will be rewarded with a gift. You will be satisfied. You know, you will achieve what you have wanted, you know, and you will not have these people in your life leeching off of you. That is the lesson of this reading, is to achieve your best. You cannot have people holding you back, okay? A bird or any winged creature cannot fly with something hanging on to its wings or something hanging on to its feet. You have to cut them off. You know, for you to fly, you have to be free. So, you know, this reading is basically saying for you to be the best that you can be, you have to cut off these people who do not serve you, because it looks very, very good for you in the future. And even right now, things are starting off money-wise, and it seems like you will be very, very successful in things that you do. Okay, so the best thing is to let go of these people, which seems that you're doing right now, okay? So that is the reading. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, like I said, you can check us out on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice, okay? You can find us also on Blog Talk Radio, where we have many, many recordings and video that you guys can check out and listen to our archives. We've been doing this for a long time. We have over 60 videos, recordings of previous shows. So guys, please check that out. And that being said, you know, we have 2 minutes left. So with that, I would like to give you all a wonderful evening. And with that, good night.